6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good Tuesday afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. As always, we're live from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm glad you could be with us here today. I'm Brady Hull. That's Jades of Spades over on the other side of the bulletproof glass. Totally started a new segment last week, Jades, and you're supposed to remind me about it. We got to get your whatever we're calling it. We still don't know. Stat of the day, the point of the day, something unique. You're going to give us a unique sports story every single day. And you have that today? Do you have it? Because we forgot about it. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow. How about the weekend, man? We'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly in a moment. Talk about the Rockies, NBA free agency news, trade news, whatever. Kevin Durant still has not been moved yet, so we're going to see what happens there. I mean, that could severely impact the Nuggets and their chances, depending on where he goes. If he, you know, I've heard Phoenix. If he goes to Phoenix, look out. I've heard, I've even heard a possibility of some kind of, you know, get together with the Warriors and Kevin Durant. I don't think they can afford that, but it did come up. And of course, the Lakers are in that mix too. So, did the Nuggets do enough? You think they're kind of done for now, at least? And I guess we'll only find out in a couple of months when the season starts. So much depends on those two guys. Don't even have to say the names anymore, do we? Because everything rides on them. Did you see the hot dog eating contest? Did you see it? Did you watch it? So you watched it live?
No, I just saw the parts that matter.
Just the 10 minutes of eating hot dogs?
More like 6 seconds.
The
protester
that came out, and what was he protesting, by the way? So Joey Chestnut's eating his hot dogs like he does. It's hilarious. You have that on in restaurants and stuff, and it's like, I don't want to see a dude stuff his face full of hot dog, but okay. He was rolling right through. Apparently he had a broken leg. He had a cast on his leg, so he's playing injured. And then some dude, or is it? I don't know if it was dude or chick, because they had a Darth Vader mask on. A protester rushed the stage in the middle of the competition, holding a sign wearing a Darth Vader mask. Then Joey Chestnut choked him out, brought him to the ground, and they got rid of him. I don't know. It says expose Mythfield Death Star. What does that mean? Is that a Star Wars thing? Are you? I honestly don't know. Is it one of those things that we saw, like, with the was it the Timberwolves organization that was getting all the weird people chaining themselves to basketball hoops and trying to glue their hands to the floor?
Yeah, it's odd. I saw a meme about it on Twitter today. It was the official NFL meme page. It said Cowboys season, and then the caption, and then like Joey Chestnut taking down his sign saying Cowboys season, and the caption was like,
"Dude,
he's doing God's work."
Well, I mean, he's eating his hot dog. He's competing. Imagine any other athlete. Russell Wilson getting to throw a touchdown. He just stiff arms a protester, knocks him down, and throws it deep. This guy's a true champion. He's a true athlete.
Okay, I do actually have a weird, not stat, but a little tidbit for you.
Okay, so
yes.
We have it. Okay.
Kind of. But I know that because of that incident, betting sites, there was like a prop bet on like an over-under for Joey Chestnut.
He was 74, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they ended up refunding because of it.
So I saw DraftKings did that too. That's a great gimmick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because did the protester impact him? I mean, he ate 63 hot dogs. Did the protester caused him to come up like 11 shy? I don't know, but it was a crazy incident that I thought was a really good thing that the betting companies, some of them did anyway. I thought that was great. Is hot dog eating, I heard it on Good Morning NoCo, they were discussing it. Is Joey Chestnut an athlete? Is a hot dog eating contest a sport? No. It's a contest. It's not an athletic event. Not saying that they don't. A lot of people just think it's giant fat dudes that just slam hot dogs. Joey Chestnut's not a giant fat dude. Like, he's in decent shape, he looks like, right?
Yeah, there's like a technique to it and everything.
There is. Did you see the dude chugging the lemonade? Did you see that guy? He was a big dude, though. But he didn't there was no water running down his mouth or anything. That was impressive to me.
Gallon of lemonade. Like, that's ridiculous.
And like, how, like, just a few seconds. It's crazy, dude. All right, so we've got a lot to get to. What is happening with the Pac-12 and the Big 12? The Big 12 in deep discussions to add up to six Pac-12 teams after USC, UCLA going to the Big 10. What does this mean? We will have Brian Howell from Buff Zone to join me in the second hour. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah were mentioned specifically as the teams being targeted by the Big 12. Wow, dude. Pac-12 done? Is that where we're headed? Pac-12 just being dissolved, or do they get the Mountain West? I mean, do you essentially just go after the Mountain West? I mean, it's not going to be much of anything. Kevin Lytle tweeted this from the Pac-12 conference. Pac-12 Board of Directors met this morning and authorized the conference to immediately begin negotiations for its next media rights agreement. Altitude TV, maybe? Nobody can see that? Getting nutty, man. Getting absolutely crazy. And we're going to find out just what this means for the Pac-12. I mean, it's got to be over pretty soon. I don't see how you survive at this point. I mean, how would you survive? Big Ten just got richer. You look at what the Big 12s, who they have. I mean, who'd they lose? Texas and OU, right? So they're gone. Who's the top dog in the Big 12? I mean, Oklahoma State? Baylor? Now if you get the Arizonas and Utah and CU, okay, you're throwing them in the mix, but... Whew. Ah, boy. So you're going to get the Big 12 to try to rebound after losing OU and Texas. But you got to have marquee players. I mean, I would guess Oregon, right? I didn't see in this story. Oregon's got to be in the mix, right? Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah were the main ones mentioned. Oh, here we go. Consideration of adding Oregon and Washington to make the Big 12 an 18-team league, the largest in the FBS. Do we have to go through contractual stuff and name changes? Can we just call it the Big 18? Or do you have to be the Big 12, but there's 18 teams in it? Like, don't confuse everybody. One source in the Big 12, just a source, says everything is on the table. There is no question the Big 12 has to be aggressive in expansion, another conference source said. Wow. So Big 12's trying to stay alive and stay relevant and keep up with the Big 10 and the SEC. In the process, they're going to dry out the Pac-12. And then if you're the Pac-12, what do? You're going to have to go to a lesser conference and try to get the top dogs from those conferences away to try to make something of this.
It could actually maybe potentially benefit the Mountain West.
It could benefit the Mountain West, but I mean, if the Pac-12 can negotiate a better TV deal, and great, then that would be better overall to get yourself on national television and stuff. But do you want to jump onto a sinking ship? I mean, if you're CSU and the Mountain West, listen, the Mountain West in basketball last year, I think, made some big strides. I don't know what that really means in the grand scheme of things, but it was very popular. It was very fun to watch. A lot of good teams in the Mountain West. But on the football side, not great. Nothing amazing. You know, Utah State and San Diego State were your torchbearers, the guys leading the conference last year. And I don't know. Do those teams really? You know, San Diego State kind of does, but does Utah State move the needle? Boise State's the one, the attractive name. CSU 5 years ago, we were certainly saying something like that, or maybe 7 years ago. When McElwain, his final year, and he won 10 games, and they go to a bowl game, you thought, okay, now we're talking about Power 5. And then he left to go to Florida. That worked out well. Then there was momentum for CSU to potentially go to a Power 5. But then after Bobo and then Steve Adazio, all that just dwindled every single year. Texter Brady, hope you and yours had a nice holiday weekend. Will the Nuggets hoist two number 15 jerseys? That's an interesting thought. I've done this. I've had this debate for Anthony and one for Joker. They shouldn't retire it. You know, again. Also, can the Joker buy Serbia? His contract might exceed Serbia's GNP. Segment should be called, Are You As Smart As Jades? Smart as Jades. Get that? Get that one? That would be good. That actually could be fun. Smart as Jades. Look at us coming together here, fixing up something. No, I don't think they should retire. They should, when they do retire number 15, it's for Joker, but I think that you should raise banners and jerseys of great players. That doesn't mean you've retired them. I just think we should change the rules. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. The good for me is Joey Chestnut. I mean, I already talked about it, but that was good. Don't really care. I guess I watched the USFL game, championship game on Saturday night. I watched like the second half. I don't know. They did do the fourth down thing, or the you score a touchdown and you can choose to either kick off or get the ball in like your own 15, but it's fourth and 20. They did that. Thought that was interesting. Joey Chestnut wins his 15th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Congratulations. I think I could put down, how many hot dogs could you do in 10 minutes? Jades, you're a skinny guy still, but I know metabolism is amazing, is an amazing thing for guys your age. You could probably pound some hot dogs.
I don't think I could do very many, maybe 10 at max.
Are you a big eater? Like,
not really. I'm a snacker.
I ate so much over the week, dude. I'm not proud of myself. It's salads and water all week now. I think I could put down 10. Easy. 10 in 10 minutes? I think I can do that. Tanner Swint said he could do that, so we might have to have a battle. Duke it out. The bad is Kyle Freeland. I mean, again, not that it's bad, like he was bad or anything, but he just fell apart in the, was it the fourth inning or the fifth inning? It was the fifth inning. He was a tale of two pitchers in last night's loss to the Dodgers.
To deep left field. The ball's gone. Trace Thompson, 3-run home run. After 4-4 perfect single walk homer, and the game's turned upside down.
Completely. I don't think anybody got on base in the first four innings, and then the bottom of the fifth, Freeland melts away, gives up four, and struggled. Went to the sixth, but just couldn't hang and. Bud Black pulled him, and he did not look happy. He was pissed. Nobody could console him. I like the fire. I like that he wanted to right his wrong. He wants to beat the best. And he was pulled, though. That was a tale of two games, for sure. All right, the ugly is kind of, it's just more on this tough story about Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas had the degenerative brain disease known as chronic traumatic, I cannot say, or CTE, essentially. So CTE, they have since discovered that he did have that, this brain disease that we've talked about involving football and the NFL in particular. It is linked to repeated blows to the head, according to an announcement this morning by doctors from Boston University who had been studying the former NFL star's brain through the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Of course, you know, Thomas was found dead in Georgia, in his Georgia home in December, 15 days before his 34th birthday. At that time, his family believed seizures, which Thomas had battled since the 2019 car crash, might have led to his death. Coroner's office in Fulton County, Georgia, they have not ruled on the cause of death just yet. However, a neurologist, a neuropathologist, Dr. Ann McKee, who was a part of the Boston University research team, said Thomas most likely died after having a seizure, a condition not generally associated with CTE. Dr. McKee said CTE itself does not cause death. You don't die from CTE. What CTE does is it changes your behavior and your personality. 20 minutes after the hour, it was such a sad thing. Demaryius Thomas, so beloved in this state, in Broncos country. I mean, really, truly, one of the greats as far as fanfare and all that. People just loved this guy. He was quiet, but so much fun to watch, great smile. And again, when you see stories like this, you just it kind of brings that sadness right back up. 21 minutes after the hour. I got Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. What does he make of the Mountain West at this point? And, well, maybe give us some positives to look forward to with the Wyoming Cowboys next season as we approach football season. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's brought to you by Norfolk Iron, Heating, and Metal. Great sponsor of the program. Really appreciate everything that they do. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
The insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanaugh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Shout out to Weldworks. They got their new beer releases every single Friday. If you are a beer person, you're going to love Weldworks. If you haven't been, which you probably have, they're world famous now. Downtown Greeley, of course. I know it's a crowning jewel to have Weldworks be in Greeley, Colorado. So do me a favor. Check them out. They got the Annex now. Dialed in food. This double cheeseburger will absolutely blow your mind. Go try it. Tell me what you think. That's Weldworks in downtown Greeley. Jades, I didn't get on this one as much. The Utah Jazz deal last week with the Timberwolves. Now, it was a terrible move by the Timberwolves. In my opinion, the Timberwolves traded Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Jared Vanderbilt, Leandro Bolmaro, a number 22 pick in Walker Kessler, and 4 first-round picks to the Jazz. Utah will acquire unprotected picks in 23, 25, and 27. Top 5 protected pick in 29, sources said, in the trade. The Jazz have a total of 6 first-round picks in a 24-hour span and plan to retool the roster around Donovan Mitchell. And you got a lot of weapons now. Rudy Gobert goes to Minnesota. What did they get? Is that all they got? Is that all Minnesota got? It was just Rudy Gobert? There's nothing else, right? Whew. That's crazy, dude. But let me just say this. That move was all... Who do you think that move was about, Jades? You have Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert not wanting anybody in the paint. Who do you think that was to beat? Joker. Who's their new GM VP or whatever? Tim Connelly. He said, I think the Nuggets are going to be a problem next year. I think that Joker with Jamal and MPJ could maybe, I mean, this could be it. His thinking could be that the Nuggets are the team to beat next year. So they have to slow down Joker. That's what that move was about. They gave up the world to do it. Absolutely crazy. First advance text line 888-530-0043. Rudy Gobert, one of the better defensive players in the league. That was a Joker move, man. That was it was a joke of a move if you're Minnesota, I believe. Wow. All right, Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. Who will have the better season in 2022 between AFC West quarterbacks? Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. Now, I've had some say Wilson's going to have more weapons. I don't think so, man. I'm looking at every team in the AFC West, and they have weapons. Look what the Raiders have. Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs. It's a lot of yardage right there. Chargers, Keenan Allen, great. Mike Williams had over 1,000 yards receiving last year, 9 touchdowns. Gerald Everett, 48 receptions, 478 yards. Austin Eckler had almost 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. It's a lot of stats there. How about the Chiefs? The Chiefs, interesting, though, with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, without Tyreek Hill, what's that going to look like? So I want to get into that today. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Who will have the better season in 2022 between AFC West quarterbacks? Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes are tied at the top. Russell Wilson next, and then Derek Carr. Nobody believes in Derek Carr, even though he could have collectively the best wide receiver group in duo in Hunter Renfrow and Devontae Adams. We'll talk about it, though. Go vote at thewholeshow.com, 12:31 the time. Cody Tucker coming up next from 7220sports.com. He is our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Also, we'll take a look at the Mountain West Conference. What could they possibly do now that the Pac-12 is about ready to be emptied, maybe once and for all? We'll get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, great friend of mine, Cody Tucker. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, these discussions that I'm having with our insiders now, we're not really getting to the X's and O's lately because of all of this conference realignment talk, what it means ultimately for the Pac-12, for the Mountain West Conference. There's going to be teams certainly sweating this thing out, but man, it's beyond the X's and O's nowadays.
Oh, it always is. And then when you have a seismic movement like this, of course, the entire country's talking about it and wondering what's next for their team. And every time this happens, nothing happens to any of the teams in the Mountain West. So
yeah.
I think I'm taking that approach. If it happens, it happens. How about that?
What do you see? So now we're seeing the Big 12 looking to bring, and I think the names that keep popping up, obviously Oregon, CU's in that mix, Utah, Arizona. So if those teams are gone, we thought, can they survive? Oregon's there at least, maybe. But, I mean, are we even going to see the Pac-12, or do they just dissolve this thing? What happens to that conference?
Boy, that's a great question, Brady. Plus, you know, I might be alone on this, but Stanford sure seems like a Big Ten team all of a sudden, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do, man. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, one of those teams might get left out in the cold, like, you know, Oregon State, Washington State, you know, Cal, Berkeley, you know, teams like that. I don't know. I think the Arizona schools would be a good fit in the Big 12. You got to go after Oregon and Washington, right? I mean, that has to be. That would add some serious oomph to that conference. But maybe the rest that are left behind, maybe they come calling and join the Mountain West instead of the Mountain West all leaving and joining what is so-called the Pac-12.
Yeah. I mean, again, if Oregon goes, and then as you said, Washington was also in that that report I read this morning, too. Okay, so if you're the Pac-12, Are you calling on them? I mean, the Mountain West Conference? I mean, is that you try to get those? What do you think? Boise State's in there. I know CSU's a name at least we're talking about here. I don't know.
Yeah.
But is this a good and bad thing for certain Mountain West teams and a terrible thing for maybe a Wyoming type team? Or do you maybe it's a monster conference, Pac-12, Mountain West joined together?
Well, here's the thing. You know, the Pac-12 is going to have to rethink some things because it's not easy to get in the Pac-12, right? I mean, I believe you have to have a medical school and you have to have unbelievable academics, and they're not looking for any kind of religious institutions, and I'd imagine they're not looking for any military institutions like Air Force. So
sure.
They're going to have to drop some of their standards here if they want to start adding on. The Mountain West doesn't have those kind of standards. Obviously, Boise State's here. So, you know, I think it makes more sense to move over to the Mountain West, but the TV, it's all about the TV money, and we all know that. So does the TV money come over to the Mountain West if the rest of those Pac-12 teams come? I mean, obviously, ESPN's going to want to go back to the table with whatever's remaining from the Pac-12.
Well, that's what's so fascinating about this, because the Mountain West, Cody, as you and I have discussed, on the basketball side of things, certainly could hold their own with, in my opinion, almost with any conference. I'm not saying that any of those teams are necessarily better than the top 8-10 teams in the country, but collectively as a conference, the basketball side was a blast to watch. A lot of people getting in there. Like Craig Thompson, the Mountain West commissioner, I mean, what is he doing today? Is he trying to bolster up some new TV contract deals? Is he aggressively pursuing some teams right now? What do you think he's doing at this moment?
Well, you better be kicking tires or it's, you know, what is he doing? The commissioner of this conference, and he claims he's always kicking tires, but in talking to Wyoming Athletics Director Tom Berman, I mean, he will go with something that makes sense, but he always mentions the conference to me as far as a pie goes. They don't want any more slices out of this pie. They don't, you know, they don't want to give up more money. So if they bring in a few other teams with some juice, you know, a Washington State, an Oregon State, teams like that, that'll add a little bit of juice. And, you know, the pie will get bigger a little bit. I don't think the pie will get extensively bigger, but it'll get a little bit. And but I know he's not into cutting pie, that's for sure. He mentions that all the time. And, you know, Boise State's already got their sliver's a little thicker than anybody else's already. So I know he doesn't like that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But like you said, if you – because if we're serious about this, if this report, I read this from CBS talking about, you know, the interest level from the Big 12, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, obviously we know USC, UCLA gone, CU is in that mix. What's left at that point? So, I mean, there's going to be nothing left for the Pac-12. So the rest of the teams might just have to go to a group of five school, which, if that's the case, Mountain West wouldn't be really considered a group of five. Pac-12 goes away, you get the leftovers, you're now a Power Five conference.
Yeah, and I think Stanford's really a wild card here, because not only do they help your academics, they have the biggest endowment on the West Coast by far. And believe it or not, if you think about the universities in the country who have won the most national titles combined with every sport, Stanford is right up there with UCLA, USC. They're right at the top. I mean, Stanford wins titles in almost every sport every year. So they're a real win-win for somebody who's just quietly sitting over there, kind of biding their time.
Wow, this is just insane. Like, and the other thing you said that I think is a key point is how difficult it is to become a Pac-12 school. It's ridiculous. I mean, they didn't make this thing easy. Obviously, the TV deals were never anything huge compared to the other Power Five conferences. It's just over time, year after year, this thing. Larry Scott just did not do this conference any services, and he's been terrible. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it just break apart right before our very eyes, quickly too. I mean, it used to be these kind of stories would come up, and we'd go, "Oh, I wonder when that's going to happen." A couple of years. I mean, this is like, hey, USC and UCLA might leave. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, and what's making it worse, Brady, is they're not winning anything. They're not even in the college football playoff discussion. And, you know, the other thing I think with competitive balance and stuff like that, look what Utah's been able to do since they went over to that conference. I believe they've, you know, won a few division titles already. You know, no big deal. Utah, people just think that Utah was created one night with Alex Smith and Urban Meyer. They were a middle-of-the-pack WAC team for decades. They weren't some powerhouse in the Mountain West until Urban Meyer got there. So they really struck when the iron was hot. Plus, they had a bunch of Olympic money and all the stadium upgrades and all the stuff that happened in Salt Lake City. They have a golden horseshoe up their rear end, but they are taking care of business.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, having to be creative and find ways to bolster up your program. I mean, without really the aid, I guess, of the conference itself. Okay, so Cody, obviously you're our Wyoming guy. What does this mean for the Cowboys going forward? Are people freaking out over there wondering what's going to happen to this conference?
I don't know. I mean, people are obviously openly talking about it, but I think the ultimate stance is hopefully Wyoming and CSU are together. No matter what happens in all of this and all this movement, You just kind of hope that those two universities stay together no matter what happens. And I think that's what people are trying to look at that and hope for that. And, you know, we've had this scare about every time this, you know, this year, every year, in the middle of summer, there's this scare because of conference alignments. But I think overall, Wyoming fans just want to make sure that CSU and Wyoming are in the same boat and stay together and always play that game.
Well, I think either way you want to slice this one up is you look at this upcoming season, and maybe we already have movement. Maybe we already have official word that more teams are coming from the Pac-12, Mountain West teams are leaving, whatever. But if we don't, this season has never been more important, right? I mean, if you are looking to grow your conference, or if you're looking to build a resume, if you're Wyoming, if you're CSU, want to stay together, you need to go out and light this thing on fire next year.
You do. And to me, like, if they had all this conference alignment back in the Sonny Lubick days, CSU would have been prime candidate to leave. And with Wyoming, what's going to kill the Cowboys every time is being in the smallest, least populated state in the country. That they look at that and go, oh, TV numbers can't be great. I mean, but Wyoming has thousands and thousands of alums in Denver. So they do have a piece of the Denver TV market, but they're going to look at that and be, you know, it's just not sexy. That's all there is to it. And CSU, I thought, was always primed. And the problem with CSU, late, they just don't win. And I think if they win, that's going to cure all kinds of ills.
Yeah, well, and for Wyoming, it's like, hey, not sexy and stuff. Man, can we get Josh Allen to just every time he talks, just say, hey, by the way, don't forget, I'm a Wyoming Cowboy. Can we just do that every time?
Yeah, he's pretty good about that.
He is.
I actually watched that golf thing.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to watch golf, but I actually watched it. And Tom Brady actually was busting his chops about, where'd you go to college again? And I would have said, didn't you lose your job to Brian Greasy?
That's
settle
true.
Down, Tom. That's you weren't very good in college, buddy.
That's right. That's a funny one, too, because Brian Greasy, we all know how that worked out. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I think you wrote something up on this, Cody. You put something together at 7220 Sports. It's just kind of crazy, right? When you're watching Josh Allen, you got the four greatest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Four of the greatest position in all of sports. Josh Allen's right there. Did you see that coming? Did you go, you know what? One year when he's in the NFL, he's going to be amongst the best, right there next to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
You know, this is going to sound homerish as hell, but I kind of did, because he kind of has that Brett Favre mentality. You know, you're going to live and die with him, and he's going to do some bonehead things, but he's going to make so many amazing plays too. And he just, you know, the measurables and everything. You can't, like they say, you can't measure the heart and you can't measure the effort. And that guy has that in spades and always did. And you know, it's also not fair to go, well, you know, Josh didn't perform very well against Power 5 teams. It's like the last year Josh came back to Laramie, he lost, you know, three-quarters of his offense to the NFL. So he made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. And, yeah, he didn't play very well against Power 5 teams. It's hard to do that when you're essentially by yourself. So I thought that he was getting – you know, he was getting hammered for obviously the completion percentage and all that, but man, his heart and desire, and I knew when he got to the NFL and he leaped over Anthony Barr, the linebacker from the Vikings, I was like, there it is. And he's been an MVP candidate ever since.
I just remember significant moments when we're playing against the Rams up there, the snow's coming down and they need a first down, and it's maybe can't throw it very well today because of the weather. That guy just says, I'll screw it. I'll take it matters into my own hands. And I just, like, right there, it's like that's that toughness that you would think John Elway would just be all about. But for some reason, didn't like him. He looks exactly like John Elway, built exactly like him. But no way, I'm not going to go that route. Bradley Chubb sounds nice. Let's go with that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that was a heart-wrenching draft to watch.
Oh, boy.
It was painful.
It sure was. Cody, my man, I do want to get into schedule stuff with you next week, if you can. I know we're starting to ramp up our chats on football side of it. You know, Wyoming, obviously pretty good outside of the conference. Once they jumped into the conference play last year, it was tough, beat them up, but they did get to a bowl game. We'll talk about what the immediate future looks like for those Cowboys next week and break into more X's and O's on the football side of things.
Sounds great, man. Mountain West Media Day is right around the corner.
I know. It's right there. Once we cross over and get into July, we got NFL training camp. We got media days. It's almost football season, my friend.
Thank God.
Cody, my man, appreciate you as always. I love your work. I love what you do, and we're happy to have you a part of the show.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate you as always.
All right. See you, man. Right. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 1249 the time. Yeah, if you're Wyoming, all I can say is win a lot of games. Because Yeah, that's. I mean, that the non-conference schedule becomes very important for the Mountain West because you want to be attractive here. But we might get everything decided well before the season starts. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely crazy. I got thoughts on that coming up more next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, brought to you in part by Cables Pub and Grill. That place has been around for a while, and when you're around for a while, it means you're doing something right. It means the food is amazing. The atmosphere is second to none, and the service is just impeccable. They do such a wonderful job over there. I love Cables. I've been going there for a while now. I'm glad to have them partner up with us. Do remind you, too, for tomorrow, $3 pints, $7.99 personal pizzas up to three toppings. That's Cables Pub and Grill. Tell them we sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Well, I mean, you can go back to the beginning of this thing with the Pac-12 and Larry Scott signing a 12-year contract with ESPN and Fox, locked the contract conference into an agreement. I mean, that was a big deal. There were so many bad things that he did along the way. He turned down an offer from ESPN to take over Pac-12 Network's distribution, forged a long-term partnership on Tier 1 rights. They wanted to do that. It was a big deal that he just, big deals that were coming his way that he just kept throwing away opportunities. And then, like I said, going all in on the contract with ESPN and Fox, leaving no wiggle room, no negotiation room. A 12-year contract. So, and this is, listen, I don't like conferences moving around. I really don't. I don't like the fact that Notre Dame just is allowed to be by itself, which won't happen for long. I just, as the NCAA, as the governing body, like, you just have to come to the table and say, new rules and regulations. And I know these rules were written years upon years ago when we couldn't really track how this was all going to unfold, but why is the NCAA allowed to be the Wild Wild West? Why is it like, oh, you can move conferences? Oh, you don't have to be in a conference. It doesn't make any sense to me. It hasn't for years. And they won't, but they should have tightened all of this up years ago. But they should have gotten behind NIL deals. They should have been ready for the transfer portal. They should have been ready for the mass exodus of conferences, which we've been seeing over the years. But now, not to this extent. The NCAA wasn't ready. It's because you allow all the schools to essentially govern themselves. The conferences are their own entities, and it just doesn't work. And it's, listen, some of those conferences are going to be exciting to watch, but the rest is just going to be left in shambles. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Brian Howell joins me from Buff Zone. Are the Buffs a serious contender to move on? We'll be right back.